who's this and who's... And you get... Everything could be put into that. Learning also could be that way. Learning could be cool. It should be cool. It is cool talk. But if that's all you're learning because you want to be cool, obviously you're missing the boat. If you never grow up and chap, that learning Torah is a lot... If some people in yeshiva were learning is cool. That's not a bad thing. And that's what Chazal is putting in the first part of the Rashi. There's no question. If Noach's Chevra were doing the right thing, if you put on the mitzvah chart, yeah, he would do more mitzvahs. You check the boxes. He would get more mitzvahs. 100%. Rashi's saying both parts are true. There's no question. If Noach had a better Chevra, he would have done more mitzvahs. 100%. But that's the door of the Mabel. That's the door of Aflug. Keneged Avraham Avinu, lo'i ho'yo nechshav l'klum. Because the Rebbeinu Shem wants more than that. He wants you to chap that he loves you. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants to chap. It's that the Rebbeinu Shem loves you during First Seder and during Bein Hazdarim, he doesn't love you. And the same thing has to be by you. Your First Seder and your Bein Hazdarim have to fit. If they don't fit, if your Zman and your Bein Hazmanim don't fit, so there's something wrong with your religion is broken. If you could be doing the Zman one type of person and Bein Hazmanim another type of person, you miss the boat. You love your wife on Mondays and Thursdays. That's ridiculous. I mean, nobody would be happy with such a situation. I'm a good Jew when I'm in yeshiva. But over Shabbos, I don't pick up a sefer. And again, I'm not telling you to pick up a sefer so you pick up a sefer. I'm saying you have where to grow. It means you need to chap. The picking up a sefer is not, you're not doing, you're not, it's a favor. It means you haven't gotten to a madrega where you go, how could I go a day without connecting to HaKadosh Baruch? The Torah is talking to me. Hashem is talking to me through the Torah. If I cared, when I'm in yeshiva, I got to learn what they're learning in yeshiva. On Shabbos, I can learn whatever I want. It's so gishmak. I could spend the whole day on just going through a couple of Rashis and thinking about it. I don't have to worry so much. Because I have to, because I want to. Spend time with my kids because I have to, because I want to. I love them and I want to be with them. I want to hear, I want to talk to them. The person wants to talk to you. You daven because you have to, because you want to. I have to daven. Have to go to chakras. Have to. Why don't you want to a little bit? If it's a relationship, you want to. You want to chapa shmuz with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu, that's what he was. The Lech Lecha, Rishiva said this last yesterday, by Shalosh Shudas, that's how he's wrote down this Chazal. That Lech Lecha is said by the Akedah, and Lech Lecha is said by Lech Lecha, the beginning of this week's parasha. And the Medrash says, I'm not sure which one is a bigger Nisoyan. Rishiva always, every year he has the Kasha. Here Rashi says, you're going to be rich and faith. Here you don't have kids, and now you're struggling with Parnosa. They go to Miami, you're going to have kids, you're going to be rich and famous. That's a Nisoyan? Wow. Doesn't sound like such a great big Nisoyan. Kill your kid, either shecht your son on the Mizbeach, or go to Miami Beach and be rich and famous and have kids. Doesn't sound like such a Nisoyan. The Lech Lecha Rabbi say, the Rebbeinu Shem said, go. And Rashi brings it down. L'hanoscha l'toivoscha. I think this is Pasha Pshat. The Rebbeinu Shem is telling Avraham Avinu, everything I'm telling you to do is for you. Basically, kol ma'da'ovid rachmona l'tavavid. Everything that I'm telling you to do, why? How can we be so sure? Because if it's your father who loves you and is all powerful and knows everything, and he's telling you to do something, and that's why it makes sense why he doesn't come where. Who cares where? Your father loves you, cares about you, the richest man in the world. He tells you, go to Nebraska. Okay. Just get on the train. Does it make a difference even where he's going? That's why he doesn't tell him where he's going. Because the Torah is trying to teach you the shaychus that Avraham Avinu had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a different shaychus than everyone before him. And it may not even be so easy all the time. He gets to Eretz Yisrael and there's no food. And there were plenty of people, I'm sure, laughing at him. Hey, he said, go, you're going to be rich and famous, and you get there, there's nothing even to eat. And the Raman says, that's why he went back. Chazal went from here. He stayed in Motel 6 on the way there. He stayed in Motel 6 on the way back from Mitzrayim. When he came back from Mitzrayim, he had tons of money. Could have stayed in the Chveis in the Four Seasons. Why did he go back to Motel 6? So the Mepharshim, because he had to show them. Look, Rabbi Yisai. Avraham Avinu didn't go down with a sour face. There were people that were laughing at him. There were people that were laughing at him. Yeah, he's the Rabbeinu Shalom Schlepper. He's going down to Mitzrayim, penniless. He has nothing. On the way back, he comes back, Berchush Gadol. He wasn't sticking it in their faces. He was trying to show them the Rabbeinu Shalom is all the time. How to go here to pick up the Rechush Gadol. That's right, how to go to pick it up. So he had to go back to show them. He wasn't saying, ha. Avraham Avinu was teaching the world. Moira Rabach, Kemoira Shemayim. Have the schus to take the Rashiva to a chasa. I hit my chazal. The Rebbe Shem comes to me, take me to a wedding. What would I do? I think I would drop everything and take him to a wedding. The Rebbe Shem asked me. Chazal say, Moira Rabach Kemoira Shemayim. That's my religion. Do I believe it or do I not believe it? Is it a joke or is it real? What is it? Rabbi said, this is something you have to take your whole, this is Yiddishkeit. Because you could live your whole life, because Baruch Hashem, people that grow up in a yeshiva, it's b'doyroi shel tzadikim. You're in yeshiva, you're b'doyroi shel tzadikim. And it's a beautiful thing. But the scary thing is that you could just get on the train and be one of the guys and never develop your own relationship. It never becomes about you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's so sad. Because it could be so much more. It's like you're doing it anyway. But if you chap what it's all about, it's a different world. Shul b'zeich l'kach. Have a great week.